I'm Chris Barnes.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, yeah, welcome back to the program. It started again. That's right. How about that? Right on time. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum hosting Bucket Strategy Investing here from Lucia Capital Group. And so much on the agenda that we're not going to waste any time doing whatever it is we normally waste time doing. No, we're here to say hello, and we're here to welcome you to the program. If you want to get in touch with us, you can give us a call. But coming up this hour, in just a moment or two, we won't spend, as I like to say, a lot of time on it, but it is a strategy that many people should consider, I think, once they've exhausted other strategies. You've heard of reverse mortgages, perhaps. We're going to tell you what they are and how they might be able to fit into your retirement plan. Now, as I said, they aren't for everybody. And I think the older you are, generally the better it can work from the standpoint of fees versus what you actually can receive by getting a reverse mortgage. But we're going to talk about that coming up here with Professor Plum, some strategy there. If you've got questions for the Brain Trust, and I'm sure you do, you can give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER, lines open for you, PLANNER. 877-752-6637. Emails, we will get to some of those as well at our website. That's where you go to send us an email, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. There's a link there that says find your answer, and we will answer your question here on the program. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, and we do thank them for being our long, and I mean long time sponsor here on the show. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air, you got a question, concern, or you want to talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, get in touch with them through the back channel, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor. Tell them what you got. They got some ideas for you. They can help you out. What do I do with this annuity that I have? Or should I even consider having one? Is this right for me? I need a financial plan. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to retire when I want to retire. Well, that's why they're there, to help you out. 800-644-1150. And on the air, of course, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Reverse mortgages, one of those few products, Professor Plum, or tools, I guess I should say, that actually does what it says.
And, it's in a typical mortgage. The bank forwards us money to do something with it, and then we pay them back. We pay monthly payments, quarterly payments, however you set it up, mostly monthly payments.
Yeah.
With a reverse mortgage, the only thing that's reversed is the payment stream. The bank still fronts me the money. They still give me the money up front to do with as I please, but I don't have to pay them back. No. They don't do this for free. So the loan that they give me up front gets bigger every year because the interest is just accumulated on top of whatever I borrowed to begin with. So if I borrowed $100,000 and it's a 6% interest loan, at the end of a year, I owe $106,000. But it can be helpful for somebody, as John mentioned earlier in the show, who's house rich and cash poor. We see that not all that uncommon, where somebody has a house that's paid for, it's appreciated quite a bit since they bought it back in 1972, and it's but they didn't save a lot, or they spent too much money while both of them were alive. Now they're a surviving spouse, and the pensions are down. The Social Security is only one instead of two, and it's getting a little tight, and they want to be able to spend some money in their lifetime, and they have a very large asset. Now, some people would say, well, just sell it, take your $250,000 or $500,000 if you're married, and go buy a smaller place and, you know, invest that money. But what if you really like where you live? And one thing I've seen a lot of people also say is, what if you don't want to clean out the place where you live after you've lived there for a long time?
Well, you know, and I've heard, too, this, which completely makes sense. You know, maybe an older couple, or maybe there's only one left, as you said. They have a big house they don't need, but they, you know, they got family that wants to come visit. And it's important to them to have
they
the family come
to stay
at Christmas
there.
Time. At yeah, and so, you know, we got plenty of space. Come on down. And that sort of thing. There are all kinds of reasons why you may
they
not want to sell your
to
house.
They stay in their home, and they want to stay there for the rest of their life, or very close
right.
to that. And so, but they don't have a lot of money in other areas. And so what they can do is they can do a reverse mortgage. They go to the bank. Or they go to a broker, and the broker says, okay, your house is worth X amount of dollars, you are 70 years old or whatever your age is, and we will forward you, front you, loan you X amount of money. Now, we can do this loan in a couple of different ways. We can just give you a credit line that you can draw down as whenever you want. You can take it out as a monthly payment. You can take out a periodic lump sum from time to time. You know, right now, we're going to loan you $250,000. But you don't have to take the money right away. You don't have to take it and invest it. We're just going to open up this credit line that you can pull from as you need it. And so if I need $10,000 this year, write a check to myself for $10,000. Now I have a balance of $10,000, usually $10,000 plus the fees it took to open it. And that's what's accruing. So the whole $250,000 is not accruing interest yet because I haven't borrowed it all. Now, a lot of them also will let you take that credit line. And if you don't take any money, the credit line will automatically increase at a predetermined amount of money. So it may go up at 5%, 6%, 3%, depending upon the loan. That can be really handy. And it really could have helped a lot of people in, oh, say 2007, where 2008,
yeah.
where a house in, you know, a certain area may have been like, you know, maybe your house was $400,000 in 2007. And then in 2010, it was only $300,000. Normally, the older you get, the larger the loan can be, but that's as a percentage of the value. So in that respect, you could have borrowed X amount of dollars in 2007 on a $400,000 house, and even though the percentage that you could borrow in 2010 was higher, the house was worth a lot less. You couldn't even borrow as much. So having these, a lot of people say, you know, it's not necessarily a bad idea getting one. If you think you're going to need one at some point in your life, getting it, you know, in your 60s, not taking the money out so much, but getting that equity line that has an automatic escalator that allows you to borrow more in the future than you can now. It's just kind of a nice emergency fund for some people.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things and lots of ways to use a reverse mortgage. They're not as detrimental to your overall picture as I used to think they were back in the old days when they gave you the whole $250,000 up front in my example, and you had to be the investment manager of that money.
Now, okay, so how they work? I mean, really, what happens is you got to have some equity in your home,
right?
You can't be underwater. I mean, you can't, you know.
They're not going to loan you an 80% loan to value.
No, they're not going to do that. But they're going to give you something if you have a decent amount of equity in your home. And once you start drawing from that, either line of credit or somehow using this reverse mortgage, they're keeping track of this: how much you're using plus whatever fees
right.
initially, and then some
the
type
interest.
Of interest. Because they do expect to be paid back once the owner either sells the home, dies, and, you know,
when they die, it's basically due on death, you know.
Right,
you know, the
or
loan
on
needs
sale,
to be paid off.
Or on sale.
Yeah, if you're move out, because they are available for primary residence only,
mm-hmm.
so if you move out, it's not your primary residence anymore, the bank wants to get paid back, or the investor wants to get paid back. If you die, the investor wants to get paid back.
If you don't pay the property taxes...
Well, that is one of the changes that has occurred over the past several years. You know, back 10, 15, 20 years ago, you could get if you were pretty much desperate for money, you could get a reverse mortgage. But unfortunately, a lot of people really had no money. They couldn't afford the upkeep on the house. They couldn't afford the maintenance. They couldn't afford the property taxes. And they ended up losing the house because of those issues anyway. And so now there is some underwriting that is being done with the reverse mortgage. And so the idea is that even without your monthly mortgage payment, because that's what a lot of people will do with it, is just pay off an existing mortgage and go into retirement without that ongoing monthly expense, which in many cases is one of the larger expenses in the budget. You just don't have a mortgage payment anymore. But if you can't show that you can afford the maintenance, the upkeep, and the property taxes on the house, even if you have equity, the bank's not going to give you the loan. You have to show that you can at least keep up the house over the period of time that it's, you're expected to stay in that house. If you can't, then you're really the best thing you probably can do is sell the house while you still have equity in it. So whether you should do a reverse mortgage, if you can't afford to maintain the house even without the mortgage, a reverse mortgage shouldn't be what you're going to do. And now with the rules the way they are now, they're not going to give you the reverse mortgage. You have to show the ability to have a certain amount of income, a certain amount of coverage, a certain amount of spending money to be able to cover, basically to protect them from getting a rundown house or to protect you from being thrown out because you haven't paid these other areas.
Now, you said they've changed, of course, over the years, but are they more, they're more difficult now in some situations?
Well, they're more difficult because you have to show this. You have to show that you can afford to stay in the house even without the mortgage payment. Like I said, if it's money is so tight that you can't even afford, you know, the basic living expenses and your property taxes and maintenance and upkeep and insurance, then you shouldn't be staying in that house. It's a hard thing to talk about, but unfortunately, you shouldn't be staying there. You're going to have to find some other way to do this. A reverse mortgage isn't going to help because they won't give it to you. They used to be able to. Now, the other thing is, do you have to be a certain age? And the answer is yes, with an asterisk next to it. You have to be 62 years of age. The owners of the house, owner or owners of the house, need to be 62 years of age. But what if your spouse is younger than 62, but you still want to do a reverse mortgage? Well, what they used to do is just take the spouse off the property in the title and do it in the older person's name. But then that became due and payable, and that spouse may have been thrown out. Does that still work that way today? Well, we'll find out in a few minutes.
All right, don't let me forget. Write that down. All right.
Uh-oh.
The answer to this coming up. Also, where does this fit in your retirement plan? How does this work? 877-PLANNER. You've got questions on this or anything else, give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed, affordable payment plans, delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant. delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER, taking your emails at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, talking for a little bit about reverse mortgages. And before the break, I can't believe I remembered this. You were going to say something.
What was I going to say?
You were going to answer a question.
Oh, what was the question?
It had to do with that thing.
Yeah, the guy and the thing.
The guy with the thing.
Yeah.
And the...
And the younger wife. Or the younger spouse, I should say.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Okay. So you have an older spouse.
Well, reverse.
You have an older spouse, and you put the reverse mortgage in their name.
Right. It used to be that, well, you have to be 62 years of age or older to get the reverse mortgage. So what a lot of people were doing was, if they needed it at an earlier age, they would take the younger spouse off title. Now the house is in only one name, and the owner is at least 62 years of age. And in the old days, that what caused a problem at some point. Yes, it made money available up front, but it may have allowed the surviving spouse, the younger one, to be kicked out of the house later on. So now they allow for, you still have to be 62 years of age to get a reverse mortgage, but if your spouse is younger, they cannot kick your spouse out of the house. Now, what does that do to the reverse mortgage? Well, they underwrite it on the younger person's age. They are underwritten. They are looked at as how much can you get. You can't get the same percentage and loan value at 62 as you can at 82. The payback period is very different in those two examples. So what they do is, if you've got a younger spouse, they just look, okay, when is our expected payback going to be? And they end up giving you less money than you would have otherwise received at just the owner's age, who is over 62. But then they won't kick the spouse out. So they've added those, you know, safeties, those mm-hmm. safeguards to the product. But they can work for some people. Now, if you're taking it at 62 and you have a younger spouse, you just can't continue to work. It's probably meaning you didn't save enough for retirement, and it may not be the best time for retirement. And then again, you may not have much choice in the matter either. It may be the only avenue that you have. So if you can avoid it at that time with that type of an issue, you probably want to avoid it. Now, whether you take it out in the 60s, 70s, 80s, your 60s, 70s, or 80s, depends on your specific situation. I know some people that like to take them out early and spend the money out of the house and leave their investment portfolio to grow, because they believe that the investment portfolio will grow at a faster potential rate of return over time than the cost of the loan will increase the value of the loan against the house. Well, that's up to them. Some people say, well, I'm going to use it as more of a last resort. I've got $500,000 and I'm spending down at maybe $50,000 a year. So maybe 10 years from now, when I'm 75, when I'm down to maybe $50,000 or $60,000 in my investment portfolio, I'll do the reverse mortgage then. This is more of a personal opinion at this point, but there are fees involved. There are ways to reduce some of the fees depending on how you take the mortgage out. And that's why you really want to work with and maybe even shop the reverse mortgage broker you're dealing with.
Oh, sure.
But they are an effective tool. Now, it's not just for people who have owned their house for a long time and have equity. One of the things we look at is where are you going to get the money? So we always look at where are you going to get the money to cover your expenses. But what if you can get rid of an expense then you don't need as much money from your portfolio. What is one of the larger expenses that many people and more people have as they go into retirement? In many cases, it's the mortgage. Now, if the mortgage is going to be paid off in 2 or 3 years, that's one thing. But if you're like a lot of people who have remortgaged their properties and you're 60, 65 years old and you've got another 28 years left on your mortgage, which is not as uncommon as it used to be, getting rid of that mortgage payment may help you have a much more comfortable retirement with whatever pensions and Social Security you have and what other assets you have. And so a lot of people will go into the retirement with a mortgage, but then use a reverse mortgage to pay off their existing mortgage. So I have my house that's worth $400,000 and I owe $200,000. I owe $180,000 and my payment's, still, $800-$900 a month. And without that, $10,000 a year, I could maybe live a little bit more comfortably. So I go to the reverse mortgage company. They forward me enough money to pay off the first mortgage. I'm not actually taking any other money out. I'm just paying off the mortgage. And I don't ever have to worry about making that $800 or $900 a month, whatever the monthly payment was, for the rest of my life. I'm done. I don't have that payment.
Yeah, it freed up $800 a month or
so
whatever.
I don't have to have as much income coming in to be able to meet my needs. I used my house, which is in many cases one of the larger assets that a retiree will have, to help me retire. And so we just do it that way. I mean,
now, of course, somebody's going to wind up losing in this deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, typically, obviously, when you die, the mortgage has to be repaid. Now, it's not that you lose the house. It's not that you immediately there's nothing left of the house. So if you've got, in my example, I used a $400,000 house with a $180,000 reverse mortgage on it. If unfortunately I die in a couple of years, I'm the only owner of the house. I'm just using a single individual this time. My kids inherit the house with the mortgage. They have to pay off the mortgage. Most likely, the kids are going to sell the house anyway, and so they sell the house for $400,000 or so. And they use the proceeds to pay off the $180,000 mortgage, plus whatever fees were involved, and they pocket the rest of it. So the equity is still there to the extent there's equity over and above the mortgage. It's not that you lose it right away. And the reality is the people that make these loans don't ever want to get into a position where there is no equity. They don't ever want to get into a position where you owe more on the house than the house is worth. They're trying to time it out so that that never, under normal circumstances, will occur. That's why they don't give you an 80% loan when you're 65 years old, because the loan is going to grow at 6 or 7%, whatever the interest rate plus insurance is. There's insurance on the loan. And your house is probably not going to grow at 6 or 7%. So while the loan is growing, they don't want that loan to grow so much that it passes the value of the house. So the longer it is between now and when they expect to get paid back, the lower the amount they're going to loan you up front. The shorter the period of time, the more they're going to pay you. They're going to loan you because they expect to get paid back sooner. They don't expect that loan to overtake the value of the house during that period of time.
Yeah, which is why, of course, when you're 62, we don't recommend necessarily getting one at that age.
Right. You get a much lower percentage of the current value than you would potentially at an older age. And we're talking about percentage of value. I think once you get into your 70s and 80s, you may be able to get like a 60% loan to value. I don't know the numbers exactly off the top of my head. But it's just a matter of, if you owe as much as the house is worth, you're not going to get a reverse mortgage. But if you have it at least under control as far as debt to equity, you're down in the 50% range, maybe even a little less, and you want to go into retirement, and you want to go into retirement without a payment, it's not that you're debt-free, it's just you don't have a payment. And that helps a lot of people be able to retire.
Yeah. And it's not one of those things where, oftentimes you go for a loan because you have some, you need extra money. And the banks will look at you and say, well, you owe too much money, so we're not going to give you this loan. This is not the case here because you've got an asset that they can use.
And on a traditional mortgage, what's one of the first things they're going to ask you? How are you going to repay this mortgage?
Yes.
Where is the income going to come from to make the payment? Well, you don't have a payment, so you don't have that same income requirement to be able to get this type of a loan. You just have to show that you can afford to maintain the property and the expenses of the property, insurance, taxes, and things like that, to be able to get this type of a loan. You don't have to, ratios of 30-40%,
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
You're not making a payment to the house. You're trying to get rid of the payment to the house in many respects.
In fact, we sort of touched on it a little bit, but you could also purchase the home using a reverse mortgage. Maybe we could talk about that and where it fits in a financial plan. Okay, we got other stuff to talk about as well. 877-PLANNER. If you want to email the program, you do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. But fastest way to get in touch with us right here on the phone lines. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more right after this.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Every year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many result in serious injury. The majority of falls happen at home, so take a look around. Replace bulbs and add lighting to help you see obstacles. Remove things that can make you trip. Fix uneven steps and floors. And install handrails in bathrooms and on stairs. Consider balance or strength training exercises, which can help with agility. Get your eyes and hearing checked regularly. Changes in your hearing can affect your balance. To learn more, please talk to your doctor about steps you can take to help prevent a fall. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Oh, that's right, Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, just talking insurance during the break. We may talk a little bit more about that next hour. A lot of things are just going on, you know? You would think during the break that Professor Plum and I would talk about something besides money. We rarely do.
We joke about it a lot, too.
Well, we really do that, yeah. We were kind of doing that just during this break. Anyway, we do have more to talk about. Last couple of things on reverse mortgage here. By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you have any questions on anything at all. It does not have to be on reverse mortgages. We're just sort of filling in the details for you here on these, but you can give us a call, 877-752-6637. I talked about doing, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit, perhaps using a reverse mortgage as a purchase of a home. You knew somebody who did that.
Right. So, you know, one of the questions is, how long do you have to own the home before you can do a reverse mortgage? And the answer is, when you buy it, you can do it at the very same time when you buy it. I saw, I talked with somebody who, they owned a home. It wasn't in, you know, the expensive part of the world. It was a very nice home. They sold it for about $400,000, and they wanted to move closer to their kids, but unfortunately, and when I say their kids, I really mean the grandkids. Where the family lived, where the kids lived with the grandkids, was a much more expensive part of the world. And so to get a nice, really nice, you know, or an acceptable house, she had to move into the $500,000 range. Well, she only sold her place for $400,000. So she was short, and she looked around trying to find a place in the area near where the grandkids were, because that's what she felt was important. That's what, you know, they wanted to do, was she wanted to live near the grandkids. But to get to a point where she could afford a property, she had to move into either an area that she was not comfortable with, she didn't like as much, or quite a ways away, which somewhat defeated the purpose. And the area she was looking at, the traffic, was a little bit problematic. So what she did was, she was 67, 68 years old, she used a reverse mortgage purchase. She went into the escrow with the idea she was going to put down the $400,000 from the sale of her original house and immediately take out a $100,000 reverse mortgage. $500,000, bought her the place she wanted. She does not have a mortgage payment, and that was a key issue. She can afford to do everything she wants to do, take care of the grandkids, go out and do the things, go, you know, take them to the parks and the different areas, as long as she didn't have a mortgage. And so it worked out very well for her. She's living comfortably where she wants to be, and she doesn't have a mortgage payment. So it's not a matter of, you have to have a free and clear house. You don't have to have a free and clear house. You don't have to have an older house that you've owned for a long time. It's just a matter of, does it fit with what you're trying to accomplish? Like everything else, John's talked about it before. It is a tool. And if you do it correctly, the tools can be very useful in creating the desired result.
Mm-hmm.
Used incorrectly, They can
have the opposite effect in some cases.
They may not make you very happy.
They won't make you very happy. It could lose you money with all the fees and everything, and then the heirs whom you were expecting, you know, who were expecting something perhaps, still get aced out of it. Now, okay, so where do these fit? Where does a reverse mortgage fit in, say, a retirement plan? I mean, do you, you know, when somebody's putting a plan together, do you ever put that on the back shelf and say, this may be an option down the line? It's never, I wouldn't think it would be, you know, something you include in everybody's financial plan.
It's not something that's necessary in everybody's financial plan, but it is a, you know, the ace up the sleeve type thing for some people.
Yeah.
So it is something that is talked about even at early ages, that this is something that may be or may be necessary. You know, you're talking to somebody who's got $300,000-$400,000 and they want to take $30,000 a year out of their portfolio, and they're hoping that maybe they get an inheritance, but they may not. They don't know for a fact.
Yeah.
And so that's their first ace, and the reverse mortgage may be the second ace that they're going to slip out of their sleeve if they don't get the first one.
So what happens? You look and you see that, okay, you guys are short. You know,
you're expected to be short at some time in the future.
Yeah, and of course there are other ways perhaps to come up with extra money, extra income. But if you don't have, say, $100,000 to put into something, or $200,000 to, you know, purchase one of these income annuities or whatever you have, this could be the final option, sort of.
Right. If, especially if you still have the mortgage, you have a monthly payment. This is maybe a way to get rid of that monthly payment and go into retirement with an easier income need than you would have otherwise had. So there's different ways. And again, it depends on how aggressive or conservative you are. Some people, like the person I was just mentioning that was thinking they may have an inheritance in the next 10, 12 years, 15 years. And so they didn't want to do the reverse mortgage right away, because if they got the inheritance, they weren't going to do the reverse mortgage. But they also knew that they were going to run out of money the way they were going, unless something dramatically changed 12, 14 years down the line.
Exactly.
So they were considering one or the other, you know.
Well, it's there. It's there. In some cases, it's there if you need it.
So there are proponents that say take out the reverse mortgage now and let it escalate at 6% a year. Mm-hmm.
Just to take it out, you're
just
saying.
To take it out. Some people would say, I don't want to pay the fees if I don't really need, and I'm not sure that I'm going to need it. So it's all about the individual in this case.
That's right. If you have questions on any of this stuff, we got other emails to get to. You can give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Do want to get to some emails, though, as I said, and get a couple of these here before the top of the hour. Elizabeth in Orlando, Florida, completely different topic. And now for something completely different. I'm receiving SSD.
I'm assuming that's disability.
I'm guessing so. Social Security disability. I'm divorced, but was married for 18 years. Never changed my last name. Still carry my married name. My ex never remarried and has passed away. Can I collect on his Social Security?
Maybe. The fact that he never married doesn't matter. The fact that you never changed your name doesn't matter. What matters is that you were married for at least 10 years, and you've been divorced for a couple years. That means that you will be potentially eligible for a survivor benefit because you are still single. Your never remarrying is the key. His never remarrying doesn't matter. But since you're still single, you've never remarried, you may be eligible for a widow's benefit. The question is, how old are you? Are you at least 50 years of age? Now, somebody may say, wait a minute, widow's benefits aren't available until 60. And you're right. For the normal cases, the widow's benefit is not available until 60. And at 60, it's a reduced benefit. It's just above 70% of what the full benefit would be. But she's on Social Security disability. Elizabeth is receiving a disability. If you are disabled, you can receive the reduced Social Security widow's benefit or widower's benefit as early as age 50. Now, the question is, do you have your own? Well, obviously, you have your own benefit. So we want to look at the benefit that you're currently receiving compared to what the survivor benefit is. If they're similar dollar amounts, you don't want to take the survivor benefit. You want to let it grow until age 66 when it's at its full amount. Then maybe switch over to the survivor benefit. If the survivor if your benefit is very, very small, then you may want to consider taking the reduced benefit from the survivor benefit. So it's a matter of, you're receiving a benefit now. Will you get more? And will you get a lot more? If you're not going to get a lot more by switching over because you're only 58, 59, 60, then I might wait. I'd just continue getting what I'm getting and take the enhanced benefit or the full benefit at age 67. If you're getting, you know, so it's just a matter of the size of it.
There's a lot of information there. What's the key here in making this determination? I mean, there are a couple of things that we don't know, as you said.
Well, we know she's under full retirement age.
Yes.
Because she's receiving disability.
But what we don't know is the amounts that are involved.
I don't know whether her amount is equal to or similar to what the deceased individual would have received or was receiving when they passed away. Don't know how old Elizabeth is, whether she's 50. Is she maybe 40? Well, she was married for, maybe 45, 48 years old. Who knows? You know, she's on disability. She may not even be eligible yet because if she's under 50, she's not eligible for a reduced benefit.
So it really comes down to trying to decide which benefit to take first, which one to let grow. One of them, let's say the widow's benefit in this case, is going to stop growing once she hits full retirement age.
Right. And her benefit is basically the full retirement age benefit first. So let's say she's already receiving $1,500 a month. But the widow's benefit is $1,600 a month. Mm-hmm. So she could switch over right now and get an extra $100 a month. But if it's $1,600 a month at 60, it's going to be significantly higher at 67. So she gives up $100 a month now until she gets to 67, mm-hmm. and it may turn into $2,300 a month. I didn't do the math, so I can't tell you right away.
We're only guessing. But then you got to say, okay, well, how long am I going to live?
Because she's on disability. I mean, so is that a life-threatening disability, or is it just a debilitating issue?
Yes, and if it is something that is going to shorten your life at all, then absolutely, what, you got it right?
$2,300.
Well, I mean, how hard is the math?
Well, the survivor math is different. I mean, it's not just a quick 75%, you know.
Yeah.
It's 70%, 71.5%, but it was close. So
close
anyway,
enough. All right.
Yeah. I little things that make me feel good. So.
Okay, now I forgot what I was saying on that. But anyway, the point is, if you're not going to live a long time, obviously you want to take the money sooner.
Right, the higher benefit sooner.
Right. But then think of the same thing. If you happen to be married, but you're not going to live that long, but you have a spouse who might be married, might live a long time, and might be able to benefit from that, that's something else you have to be thinking about. We got a Social Security show coming up, by the way, every Tuesday, and you might want to tune in, wealthed.com, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. Just thought I'd throw that in because we're talking about it. We may cover this on that program as well. Johnny Dean, Professor Brooke Plum, call us now, 877-PLANNER. Line's open for you. When we come back, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We got another hour coming up. If you haven't had enough, and who has? Bucket Strategy Investing. We got a lot more to talk about next hour. Emails to take, phone calls. That's what we're going to do right now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Let's move along back to the phone lines. 877 Planner. Linda up next. Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you?
I just recently came across your amazing program, and so I have a bunch of questions. I don't know whether they've been dealt with in the past, so I apologize.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead and fire them at us, and we'll tell you. Go right ahead.
So I'm 69 and a half, and I just recently finished working at a position that I had insurance coverage, so I'm just now starting into taking care of my using my Medicare and getting my own Part B and all that other stuff coverage. But my questions relating to Social Security, I understand that if I do not start withdrawing something by 70 and a half, I have to pay certain penalties and everything else. So what is the rule of thumb if I were to wait until I'm actually 70 exactly to start taking a withdrawal? I get the maximum I'm allowed. The two questions related to that are, the amount that they base that on is my last salary. Is that kind of it? Because I'm in this situation
salary.
Where they sent me notices on what it would be based on something I earned in 2015, and now that 2016 is over and the tax report should be in, they should be able to up that and base it on new amount, correct?
Let's step back. There's a couple of things. There's Medicare. That's the medical insurance, Part B, Part C, Part D, Part D. And if you sign up late for Medicare, that's where there's a premium, a penalty involved. You're not signing up late. You are signing up within your initial enrollment after dropping your coverage, not dropping, but terminating employment with coverage. So you won't be subject to any penalties on your Medicare as long as you get it done within the first 8 months of termination of services from work. And then there's the other side of the world, which is the Social Security benefit that you're going to potentially receive. And there's no penalty for waiting to take it. You are eligible to take it at age 70. Now, that's the latest age that you would want to sign up for it because it stops growing at age 70. The fact that you've delayed it up until 70 means it's going to be a lot larger than it would have been if you took it at age 66, 67, or 68, or even all the way back to 62. So how do they calculate the Social Security benefit? They use your best 35 years of working. They look at all your work history. They inflation index the years before you turn 60, they take the best 35, add them up, divide it out, come up with an average income that you made over those years, and calculate your benefit off of that best 35 years. Now, when they're looking at each new year, of work that you've done, if that new year becomes one of your best years, then it'll increase your benefit. But if you have 35 years worth of work history, it's not going to increase it very much. But they'll automatically do that calculation. And so you should be looking to sign up for your Social Security a couple months before you turn 70 so that you can start it right when you're 70.
Okay, so when I do that, then I have to withdraw a minimum before 70 and a half, or whatever that percentage is, before 70 and a half, or I could be penalized if I don't take any withdrawals out of Social Security.
No, that has nothing to do with Social Security. Yeah. Social Security is a monthly benefit. If you wanted to wait until 80 to take it, they'll be fine with that. They just won't pay you any of the back benefits that you, so you wasted money. There's no penalty there. What you're talking about at 70 and a half is an IRA, a 401k, a tax-deferred retirement account through work. And then the year that you turn 70 and a half and older, you must start taking distributions from IRAs, from tax-deferred accounts. That's not, has anything to do with Social Security.
Right.
And that's where there's an onerous penalty if you don't do that. Do you have any IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, retirement plans at work?
I have IRAs. I have one that's partly from work and one that's my own personal one. And that's another part of the question that I wanted to ask. I also heard on one of your shows the other day about putting IRAs, either consolidating them or however, but putting them into a place that's protected. Am I dreaming about that?
Protected from what?
Is there a trust you can put them in? I know they're protected by the government.
Linda, what are you trying to protect them from? Protected from taxation? No, you can't do that.
I'm sorry, you can't.
They will grow tax-deferred, but when you take money out, and at 70 and a half, you're required to take money out, that money distributed to yourself will be a taxable event. You can consolidate your retirement plans into one IRA, into multiple IRAs, but you do when you turn, and it's the year you turn 70 and a half. When will you turn 70?
July.
Okay, so you turn 70 and a half next January. For 2017, you do not have a required minimum distribution. For 2018, when you turn 70 and a half, you have a required minimum distribution from your IRAs and other tax-deferred retirement accounts.
Okay, that's very helpful. One last question about annuities, since I know nothing about them. How does one, or can one, take the monies that have to be taken out of an IRA by 70 and a half and put them into annuities that can help earn me something in return on a regular basis? How does one do that? Or is still one would have to pay taxes if you took it anywhere from any IRA and put it into another, into a Roth or into an annuity?
Right. Well,
taxes.
If you take money out of the IRA, you have to pay taxes on it if it's your required minimum distribution. The amount equal to the required minimum distribution cannot go into a Roth IRA. But if you take the money out, once you have it in cash, now you can do almost anything you want with it, with the exception of putting it into a Roth IRA. You can put it into an annuity, although I don't know if I'd want to take money out of a tax-deferred account and put it into another tax-deferred account. We'd have to look at what your tax situation looks like and also what your heir's tax situation looks like. So you need to sit down with somebody and go through all of these different steps. You need to create a strategy for what you're trying to accomplish and get control of your taxes. I think that putting it into annuity probably is not your best bet, but I don't know enough about you to make that call.
Well, I tell you what, I want you to do. Hold on. I got to take a break for the top of the hour, and we have some more calls to get to. So hold on a second, Linda, if you would. I'm going to have Professor Plum talk with you a little bit more about this off the air, maybe set up a strategy for you, because this is really where the strategy is going to play a key part.
Oh, she's got a lot of questions and a lot of moving parts.
Right, and we don't want to get it wrong. Because everybody's situation is different, and so her situation, of course, she had confused the IRAs with the Social Security.
Right.
Social Security has no penalty for not taking it. No. The penalty is you don't get your money.
Yeah, which is a
actually,
big penalty.
It's a pretty big penalty.
It's 100% penalty at that point.
That's right. So you don't want to do that. But yes, the penalties for RMDs. So hold on. Robert in Seattle, you will be next. Give us a couple minutes here to take care of some business, and we will give you all the time you need to answer your ask your question and to get an answer. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, Lucia Capital Group set up the back office line, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. More calls when we come back. Another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.